She look like Eve.
She be dealing with some issues that you can't believe.
Single black female addicted to retail and well. Chair is still a chair.
Even when there's no one sitting. I'm just saying, you know, I was talking to the girls, you know, and we don't put enough emphasis on the ladies sometimes. You know, I was talking to this girl, she was talking about the music all fast in the club. You know, she got to drink water because she thirsty. She done danced like 9,200 songs back to back, but ain't nobody, you know, really trying to find out what she feeling, like how she feel. You know what she told me?
Are you gone?
She told me, tell me, this is what she said. She said, oh, she said she wants some more. Some new for bad drums, a little unneeded, but definitely set this party on right. Oh, oh, oh. She said she wasn't ready for the world, some new addition, some new reputation, but definitely set this party on right.
It's a great, it definitely will.
Bring some friends you cool with, I'ma bring the cool with. Then I want you to strip, see you as my new chick. So we get our she be ballin', calling me deep like
Shadow. Man, I swear she fine, home. I see I was lying, oh. Telling me them diamonds, when she know that I got a light-skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. Got a dark-skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson.
All right, I got one more for y'all. My bad, I got one more for y'all.
Put your hands to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin.
You my sensation.
I know I'm preaching to the congregation. We love Jesus, but you done learned a lot from Satan.
We back. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to give y'all a few samples. You know, a little mix up for the mix up. June is Black History Music Month, or Black Music Month, which is every month to me, but on the Google Calendar, it is Black Music Month for the month of June. We back with another episode of You Got All the Sense podcast. It is your guy, Flashy, with 3 Y's, 6 Y's. Y'all know the Vizabs. That was mad corny. My bad, y'all. We back to do maintenance. Yes, we are. What's popping with the population? Smell money, let's make it. We back with another episode. Real quick, I want to say thank you to everybody who reached out about my father. He's doing a lot better. Thank y'all for reaching out to me. Thank you for all the prayers. Thank you for all the love, the support. My support system, I thank you more than I could thank anybody. I appreciate y'all more than I could appreciate anybody. Shout out to y'all for being real ones. I won't name drop because somebody be mad if I miss their name, and I don't want y'all to be mad at me this week. So let me tell y'all, this week we're going to cover music from last week and this week, because last week's episode was just a Leo being a Leo. So when the Leo start Leoing, just let them do their thing. Y'all ran my views up, Odito. I appreciate y'all. I definitely appreciate y'all. That promotion went crazy. I definitely appreciate y'all. I thank y'all to the highest degree. I got my water this week. Last week, I ain't had no water. I was getting a little parched talking all that nonsense. Everybody breathe in with me. Exhale. Right. My sponsors this week, I only have two sponsors this week, and both of these people are great support systems of mine, so I want y'all to go support them. My first sponsor of the week is Raw Body, R-A-W, Body Piercing, located in Columbia, South Carolina. There are two locations you could go tap into. There is a location on Two-Notch Road, and the second one is on Broad River Road, well, right off of Broad River, technically across the street from Rush's. Shout out to Reagan White on Facebook. Cuz, I'm proud of you. I see what you're doing. You work in the streets how you're supposed to work them. Probably the cleanest, healthiest, best piercers in the state. Shout out to Raw Body Piercing. Make sure y'all go tap in if you need your nose pierced. Whatever you want to get pierced, technically. You feel me? They're going to take care of you over there at Raw Body Piercing. My second sponsor of the week is BodyByBell.com. Well, Body by Bell on Instagram, Facebook. BodyByBelle. Go find her. She is a wizard with shea butters, all types of creams for your skin. Brother, she got the beard oil. She got the beard wash. Ladies, she got the smell good soaps for all types. Whatever flavor you want to go for, she got one for you. Make sure y'all go tap in. I actually have a charcoal face mask from her, and it's bringing me back to life. Y'all know I'm a little dark, you feel me? So sometimes when I drink too much soda, my skin begins to wear, you know, a little wear and tear. But I'm back to life. I'm here. Y'all definitely going to see me. I'm going to give y'all a visual soon. I'm pretty sure y'all thought y'all was getting a visual last week because of what I posted on Instagram. No. Me and my dog, Tony, are definitely going to do a Zoom podcast soon. It was my fault we didn't get to do one this weekend, so don't blame it on him, blame it on me. I definitely will be back this week with one, and I'll be back with another interview or two for y'all this week. Just because I gave y'all a podcast a day late, but technically it was a holiday. Shout out to all of those that have served now and before and in the future tense. Thank you for your services. We appreciate your services. Shout out to Big Flash. Shout out to my Uncle Dougie, my Uncle Daryl, my Uncle Eric. Firefighter serves, so technically, yeah. So shout out to all of them for being hardworking. Shout out to all my friends in the military. Shout out to all my dogs in the military. Shout out to my dog, Zell, for real. Because he literally told me on the chat, like, you don't record, it's going to be an issue. And Joe did the same, so I definitely recorded for both of them. Let's see if we could tune in and they're talking in the PlayStation chat. Oh, nope. They're not talking on the PlayStation chat. Ah, look at God. I'm sorry, y'all, but shout out to my sponsors of the week. As always, we're praying for anybody dealing with any physical, emotional, and mental issues. We're still praying for those with COVID. Shout out, my dog went on a vacation in Mexico. Now she has COVID and she's stuck in Mexico for another few days. But her hotel she connected to got a Walmart downstairs, so she's living her best life. Just get that COVID up out your system. We're praying for you. We still praying. I just seen that they're trying to trade Brittany Griner for a arms dealer. What in the blacklist is going on here? We only see that on the blacklist, but to trade an athlete for a guns dealer is crazy. Do you hear me, y'all? Like, she's legit a 7-foot basketball player. She's not like a terrorist. You feel me? She wasn't over there selling guns. She wasn't over there selling dope. She was over there shooting a basketball into a hoop, and we have to trade her with Russia for an arms dealer. Freedom isn't free. Ain't that the truth? We are ending the month of May, so as we go into the month of June, I send upon you new blessings, new money, new blessings, better health, more success, more wealth. Make sure as we go into June, y'all clean y'all ceiling fans, y'all wash all them clothes, y'all change that comforter set. You feel me? Get you a new plant. Let it grow. Find you a new book. read it up. I'm actually reading The Marathon, Don't Stop, The Life and Times of Nipsey Hussle. Shout out to my dog, Dom. Happy belated birthday. I love you for free. I'm still reading that. I don't know if I gave y'all an update and told you I was reading that, but I am still reading it. It's literally, I mean, I knew Nipsey was great, but just the, I mean, if you know me, you know how my, what's the word? My backstory of how much I've listened to Nipsey since 2009. It's probably only two other people I feel listen to Nipsey as much as I did, and that's my dog Vinay. If you need your eyebrows done, and she do micro shading, but if you need your eyebrows done in Atlanta and or New Jersey, holla at my dog Vinay, and Wavy. If you need somebody to come clean your crib, clean your office, your building space, holla at Wavy for the cleaning. He does pull up to any spot. He will clean it upside down for a good price. Make sure y'all use the code Big Flash with 6 Y's, and then you'll probably get 10% off or something. But going back to the Nipsey book, I literally follow Nipsey's career from Hustle in the House was the first song that really put me on game, and then from there I've just followed the blueprint that he laid out as far as generational wealth, stocks, crypto, NFTs. Don't be fooled. Nipsey was the first one with an NFT. Not the first one, but for the black community, not for the black community either. But for the younger people, you know, when you bought Crenshaw and you paid $100 for it, or when you went to the Marathon store when it first opened, when you purchased something, you got a QC code and you could scan unreleased music, or you could scan unseen items from the Marathon and Nipsey Hussle. So he was just more than a rapper. He was more than a gangbanger. He was more than a gang member. He was really, as he said, the Tupac of my generation. But that is my monthly read right now. Feel free to tap in. Feel free to send me some books. Feel free to send me all of the things that you are currently dealing with in your life, and I'll send a prayer up for you. Let's get into music. Well, let's get into this, and then we'll get into music. I told y'all, Celtics in 7. I told y'all this. I don't know why y'all didn't listen to me. To whoever took Celtics for the series, you're welcome. It shouldn't have been 7 games. It's fine. We did it in 7. We see the Warriors next for the NBA Finals. As y'all know me, I am taking the Celtics with everything they have to offer. I like them for whatever. Feel free to get at me. Boston in 6 or 7. Defense wins championships. So running around shooting threes and all of that extra stuff y'all be doing over there in Golden State, I'm cool. I like Boston in 6, 7 if I'm feeling spicy. Last weekend, I don't know if y'all noticed, but my man Tank Davis, Gervonta Tank Davis, had a fight in New York at the Barclays, sold out 18,797 to be exact. And he demolished, I don't even know boy name, that's how crazy it is, but he talked a good game. I don't know, remember his name. He talked a good game, 6 round, I call for the 8th round, but 6 round, Tank caught him with a clean left hook and put him out. Put him out. Game over, blouses. you feel me? Noodle legs, all of that. All y'all scream Tank don't have power. All, you feel me? He's showing y'all in consecutive fights, he has power. 26 fights, 24 been knockout. It's unmatched. Not unmatched, but that boy is destined for greatness. And I see a lot of people throwing around the Shakur Stevens, Tank Davis thing. Leave it alone. Shakur Stevens, Newark, New Jersey. You know I'm Jersey versus everybody. Leave it alone. Get a few more, feel me, fights under your belt. Then I feel like you could take off and get right with him. But right now, he's too advanced. He's too skilled. I just think they need to leave him alone. anybody in his weight class. A lot of y'all be screaming Garcia and all these other people. Leave Tank alone, please. Please leave Tank alone. I ask y'all nicely to leave Tank alone. I mean, nothing else is really going on in sports. The Yankees are winning. I need to call my grandmother back and let her know, because she called me when the Heat beat the Celtics, but she didn't call me when the Celtics beat the Heat. Call her and see what's up with her. Shout out to the Yankees being number one in our division. That's all that really went on in sports. All right, let me give y'all music for the week of May 19th. I know I missed a few singles. I didn't miss any albums, I don't believe. But I definitely missed a few singles. I don't know if y'all listen to Luna Ellie. Some won't like her. Some won't feel like she's hot. I listened to her album, her EP, two fire tracks that I listened to. She's just a different type of rap. I'm not too sure if y'all want to hear. I'm pretty sure y'all on NF right now, y'all F boy free right now, so do y'all thing with that. I actually hate the song. I hate the message behind it. I hate the ultimate they was twerking on. I hate it all. Lil Durk dropped the deluxe to 7220. I didn't actually listen to the deluxe because I still be listening to the regular album, but I'll tap in and see what's going on with that. My dog Tory Lanez dropped a single, It Doesn't Matter. I want y'all to really do this, right? Tory been putting out fire music since this whole Megan Thee Stallion situation started. And everybody is looking around it because of the whole Megan Thee Stallion situation. Tory Lanez is a musical genius. And this is why I say this. He made a brand, not even a brand, but he branded himself and his mixtape series as using samples. I should have used a Tory Lanez track to intro the podcast too, but Tory Lanez literally took 1,000 different records, sampled them, and made new tracks for his mixtapes, and 9 out of 10 of them be fire. They be fire. So I'm always going to be an avid Tory Lanez supporter. Make sure y'all giving him them streams. We wasn't there. We don't know the situation, so we can't speak on the situation. So until you know all details, take what you want and do what you want. The Migo, I guess it's Migo still, Quavo and Takeoff dropped their intro track as Unk and Few with Hotel Lobby fire. I don't know what's really going on with the Migos as far as Offset, Quavo, Takeoff. But if they did break up, all things come to an end. They had a great run. Similar to KBT, but that's not here nor there. They had a great run, so you feel me? Make sure y'all support Quavo and Takeoff. Moneybagg Yo and Kodak dropped a track called Rocky Roll and a video, I believe. Moneybagg been on a storm. He's been on a storm this last 2 years, 3 years. So I'm going to always support him. And, of course, Kodak on the feature. You can't really go wrong with that. Logic dropped the freestyle. I say a track featuring DJ Premier. I really don't listen to Logic. And if you know me, I don't have an issue with, you know, like, excuse me. What's the term for, like, rapidy rap? Not even, that's not the term. But, like, for lyrical, you know, monsoons and things like that. I like the track. Which is crazy because I really don't like to listen to Logic or care to listen to Logic. But he definitely was rapping. And I appreciate anybody that's rapping. Shout out to Logic. Kevin Gates dropped a track called Bad For Me. But I also just seen Kevin Gates speaking in some form of another language that we don't understand. So it's a no for me. Hard no too. You feel me? Not really was jacking that. You know, old school Kevin Gates, I'd be like, yeah, let's go Gates. But now it's like, oh, okay. But now go support Kevin Gates and the I Don't Get Tired movement. Oh, my dog. I forgot to mention the album. My dog Leaf Ward dropped the album. I don't know if I spoke on it last week, but Leaf Ward dropped the album. He has a few features. He got my dog Sue Surf on there. He got G Herbo on there. Who else Leaky got on this album? Shout out to Leaky. Leaf Ward. Told y'all I was going to beatbox at some point. Herb, PNB Rock. If you like, what's the term for it? If you like pain rap, I'm a big fan of pain rap, like struggle rap. Struggle rap, I guess. Go listen to Leaf Ward. He definitely, like, shout out to Philly. He definitely brings like a grimy sense of rap, but it's bars. It's like a, it's like a Benny the Butcher and Griselda. Not too much on like boot bap beats, but it's more like rap and like, you feel me? You gonna hear every word because he wants you to hear every word. this past weekend we had a decent weekend music as well. XXXTentacion. I just seen a video of him when he first got out of jail. God rest his soul. He dropped a track featuring Kanye. Y'all know if Kanye on a track, I'm going to listen to it. Went right over there. It's called True Love. Fire. I won't lie to y'all. Fire track. Make sure y'all streaming his streams. Still streaming his music. I know he has a cult fan base. So make sure y'all go tap into that. Calvin Harris dropped a track featuring Young Thug. And the only reason why I went to listen to it, because I'm not really a Calvin Harris fan, but because it has Thug on it. Free Thug, Free YSL, Free Gunner, Free all of them. We don't know what's going on. We wasn't there. So don't speak on them. But freedom out that situation. I hate to see any man besides a rapist or a pedophile. Or, if you did something weird to end up in jail, you feel me? You should stay there. You feel me? That's how I stand on that. Eminem dropped The Eminem Show. Y'all know how I carry Eminem, so I didn't listen to it. Skip right on past it, actually. Chance the Rapper dropped A Bar About a Bar, which was pretty cool. I'm really a fan of Chance when he's rapping, not really like doing his pop thing. So he was rapping on this track. So I actually like that. I like the bar for bar. NLE Chopper dropped Setup Story Part 1. Y'all don't know this, but I am a huge fan of storytelling rap. Like, if you can tell a story with your lyrics, I will listen. I'm a huge fan of, like, Slick Rick because he is the greatest story to ever tell stories on a beat. If you disagree, you can name me somebody else and we can argue it, but I'm going with Slick Rick. I don't care who you say, actually. So when I heard Setup Story, shout out to Long Live Speaker Knockers because he did a storytelling scenario which was fire. God bless his soul as well. Sleaze Flow, my man Sleaze World Go dropped the remix to Sleaze Flow featuring Lil Baby. So now, you know I'm about to, y'all know I gotta give y'all a little sample. You feel me? Y'all know I gotta give y'all a little sample. Hold on. Y'all know. Let's get it. It's probably gonna act up. I know it is. It's cool though. I got something for that though. Watch this, y'all.
Okay. Everybody put their Glocks in there for me. Put your shit up. You got a stick on your shit, you got a stick on your shit. Put your shit in there for me.
We had to scratch it. Liberal hopped out tripping with that switchy. He didn't face me. Face shot.
I really wish he'd have let Lil Baby go first so we could really just got into the Lil Baby verse. But that song been hot. It been TikTok lit. Now it's even more lit with a Baby feature on it. Right now, I would personally say getting a Baby feature is like getting that Drake feature a couple years back. I just found my closeout song for y'all. Y'all gonna love me for this one. Matter of fact, I'm gonna give y'all a whole little concert to close out with my dog. I'm not gonna say who yet, but when I get there, y'all gonna be like, "Oh, you did us dirty with this one." I'm like, I know. Nah, but I'm sorry, y'all. My little ADHD start tripping out sometimes. NBA Youngboy, y'all know I don't really listen to NBA Youngboy, but Pride of Myself dropped on YouTube. I'm heavy on the YouTube scene. I love YouTube. I love watching different documentaries, different shows, different podcasts, just so I can learn some things if I mess up in one, you know, situation, or I flip and, you know, I just need to learn all of those that's in the category that I am in. That I am in now, so, which is a podcaster, a pod star, the grandson of Gab, whatever you want to call me. He dropped the YouTube release, which, of course, the views skyrocketed. They skyrocketed. He has a cult following, which is crazy. Moneybagg Yo dropped another track this week, TBA. I listened to it. Like I said before, Moneybagg is on like a sort of a tear right now. I mean, he's moving. He's moving units. Oh, man. So another song, right? My dog, Mr. Chicken. Shout out to Jersey. We are Jersey. Jersey is us. My dog, Mr. Chicken, dropped a track featuring So Drewski. I don't know if y'all know Drewski from Love & Hip Hop or Drewski, the DJ. Him and Mr. Chicken collabed on one song, and then Mr. Chicken dropped another track from this little EP type of situation. Boom. The song I'm about to play is called All the Way to the Party, On the Way to the Party, and then another track is called Running, and I want y'all to go download both of those, actually.
Writing is a question. As you see, on the way to the party.
On the way to the party. Yeah.
It's an Addy.
I'm sorry, y'all. Fire. Please make sure y'all go tune in to both of those tracks. That's all the music I missed for the last 2 weeks. I just wanted to touch base because I didn't touch base last week. This episode won't be too long. Literally, I've been in like a little, I have today. So, as we close Mental Health Awareness Month, I just want to say thank you to everybody who continues to work on their own mental health, who continues to put things in their life that make their mental health easy, at ease, as it, it's not easy. Of course, it's not easy, but you are a solid individual. So the things you go through, you fight through them, you keep pushing, you keep bettering yourself. And all I can do is say thank you for that. I appreciate y'all for even taking this trip of mental health with me for this entire month. As we go into June, I want y'all to treat Father's Day as y'all did treat Mother's Day. So when Father's Day comes around, I want y'all to celebrate the fathers worldwide. As Juneteenth comes around, I want y'all to celebrate it as we did 4th of July growing up. So I want y'all to enjoy yourselves. Last year, I fed the homeless for Juneteenth. I will be doing the same again this year. So anybody wants to collab, that's my Jamaican turning on. Anybody wants to collaborate with me as far as feeding the homeless come June 19th, feel free to get with me. I believe it's a Wednesday or a Thursday, because Father's Day is the 16th and that's a Sunday. So I believe it's Wednesday or Thursday. I will be feeding the homeless. Something I try to do as often as I can, because we never know what can happen or transpire to get us to a better or worse situation. So always pray when you winning and when you losing, because you never know. Just as fast as things are going well, God will humbly take everything back and get you right on back together. Did I miss anything? No, I literally didn't miss anything, but I do literally just want to tell y'all, like, you may not never know what nobody's going through, so the love and support you give somebody, even if they don't reciprocate it properly or even if they don't give it back, I just want you to take it and understand, like, you did your part. All you could do was reach out, show love, and do the things that you are, you know, that you know to do. As June comes, I want y'all to refresh, restart, understand that tough times don't last long. Tough people do. We got to continue to fight the fight no matter what it is, no matter if we feel like we're winning or losing. I just want y'all to keep fighting. Continue to be the best, y'all. Well, let me mentally check in with y'all. Mentally, y'all, I am here. My mental is excellent. My emotions are under control. I won't say my mental is excellent. I'm working to be excellent. My mental is at a good space. Emotionally, I'm in a good space. Spiritually, I'm probably in one of the best places I've ever been in. So when I tell y'all to pray, it's because I've been praying so heavy. I really just want to say thank you to everybody who listens to the podcast, who repost, who share, who do all of the things y'all do. There's literally no me without y'all. And I know I always give y'all that message, but literally there isn't. Without the people that continuously push me to do better, continuously push me to strive to do better things, to strive to be a better me. Even a Cairo. I'm gonna close out there. I thank y'all for thanking me. I appreciate y'all because I appreciate y'all for appreciating me because I appreciate y'all. I love those that love me. Shout out to my dogs. Make sure y'all go eat before I close out. Make sure y'all go eat at Sky Bistro Lounge on. It's right off Assembly Street in Columbia. Use the code Big Flashy. It ain't gonna get you nothing, but you're gonna look cool because you know me. Make sure y'all support. I ate from there today. Lunch was from 11 to 3. I had a fire salad today. Chicken salad, fire off Iglesias. Iglesias, you hear me, my youth? Shout out to my dog, Char Bug. She just went on vacation. She took me out there with her. Literally took me to the streets of Jamaica. I appreciate you because you are one of the realest. Without question. You feel me? You know how we go together like Cadillacs and Four Flats. Bow. Shout out to KBT. I don't know why y'all just crossed my mind, but shout out to every single member in KBT. Whether first line, last line, shout out to CC. First line, last line, in line between the rise and fall of a dynasty. Soon come. I don't know if it's going to be a Netflix series, if it's going to be a book, a novel, a movie, a cartoon series, but the rise and fall of a dynasty, the KBT story, is coming. It might be a podcast episode, but just know it's coming. Pause. I thank y'all for tapping in. I'm really gonna close y'all out with 6 bangers that y'all probably haven't heard in a minute, but I'm gonna make sure y'all remember them. We're gonna start. Let's start right here. Yeah, baby. If you ain't beefing about the money, what's the problem? Don't worry about my niggas, cause I got them. My niggas stack that money just to spend it. Cause when you die, you cannot take it with you. And beefing about the money, what's the problem? Don't worry about my niggas, so I got them. RGM Production.
I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since you're pretty ass, soon as you came in the door.
status for us to roll.
Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixed her for low. She my try to play, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch out for them bands go.
Oh wait, let me just tell y'all, right? Don't let retrograde that's been going on for the last month, it ends June 10th, but the moon is over June 13th. Don't let it trick you out your spot of how you doing things you normally wasn't doing.
Look, baby girl, you're so damn fine though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine though. And when it's over,
I got a Glock in my Rari, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari, 17 shots, no 38. One noon she'll be mine. She walk past Cypress, rewind to see her one more time, and I got this. Oh, yeah, one more thing. You got all the scent shirts are coming soon. K-May, I don't know why I call you K-May. But Kelly, I owe you 2 shirts. I'm sorry for the delay. I will have them done and designed Saturday. They will be out by next week. I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, one more. Baby, won't you come my way?
Got something I want to say. Can I keep you on my bed? But first off, I'ma start by saying this.
Hey, our headshots, if you think you take my hits.
Hey, and I'm too tough when I shoot, swear I won't miss. Hey, baby.
Two fingers in the same thumb. You got all the sense podcast. Shout out to my dog Cheese. You just crossed my mind. I love you for life, little bro. I thank y'all because there's no me without y'all. Bye, 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 bye.